What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Unfollowed, how to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I'm your girl, Nova Lane, here to help you reclaim your time, energy, and sanity in this crazy digital world. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's super important, especially as our lives become more and more intertwined with the online realm. Creating healthy boundaries online. Ever felt like you're constantly checking your phone, even when you know you should be doing something else? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media for what feels like 5 minutes, but then look up and realize an hour has gone by? Yeah, we've all been there. It happens because the algorithms are designed to keep us hooked. They're masters at keeping our attention captive, feeding us endless streams of content that trigger dopamine rushes. But guess what? You don't have to be a slave to these digital sirens. Here's the truth bomb. Creating healthy boundaries online is not just about being more productive or getting things done. It's about taking back control of your mental well-being, protecting your energy, and fostering genuine connections in the real world. Think of it like this. The internet is a fantastic tool, but it's like fire, incredible when used responsibly, but incredibly destructive if left unchecked. So, how do we create these boundaries? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can actually implement right now. 1. Schedule your digital detox. Life isn't a never-ending scroll fest. Treat your online time like any other appointment, schedule it in and stick to it. Choose specific times for checking social media, emails, or browsing the web. Outside of those designated hours, put your phone away and reclaim your focus. Here at your feet. You know that friend who always posts things that leave you feeling drained or negative? Get and follow them. The same applies to your online feeds. Unfollow accounts that don't add value to your life, that trigger negativity, or just suck up your precious time. Fill your feed with inspiring people, empowering content, and things that genuinely make you happy. 3. Master the art of the leave it. This one is crucial. Not everything needs your immediate attention. Remember, responding to every notification, comment, or message can become a huge drain on your time and energy. Don't be afraid to leave things unread for a while. You'll be surprised how many things lose their urgency when you don't immediately react. 4. Turn off notifications. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to grab your attention, but they're also hijacking your focus. Turn off non-essential notifications on your phone. Trust me, your brain will thank you. It's amazing how much calmer you feel when those distractions disappear. 5. Practice mindfulness when you're online. Remember that the internet is a curated world. People often present idealized versions of themselves. Don't compare yourself to others or fall into the trap of negativity and self-doubt. Be kind to yourself, stay grounded in reality, and remember that online interactions are just one small part of your life. Let me tell you about Sarah, someone I met at a coffee shop last week. She was constantly glued to her phone even while we were talking. It felt like she wasn't really present in the conversation. After our chat, I gave her some tips on setting boundaries, scheduling time for social media, turning off notifications, and focusing on real-life connections. A few weeks later, Sarah reached out saying that she'd implemented these changes and she felt so much more relaxed and focused. She was able to enjoy conversations again without being distracted by the constant pull of her phone. See? It's not about becoming a tech hermit, it's about using technology in a way that serves you, not controls you. Remember, your time is valuable, your energy is precious, and your mental well-being deserves to be prioritized. So go forth, my beautiful digital warriors. Create those boundaries, reclaim your power, and live a more intentional, fulfilling life both online and offline. You've got this. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay focused, stay empowered, and keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.